563-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Fly. in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump meets today with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer about working together on an infrastructure deal. First, though, Speaker Pelosi meets behind closed doors with some other Democrats who want the president impeached.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that she will call a special meeting of all House Democrats at 9 a.m. to discuss the possible impeachment proceedings against the president of the United States. It's a clear sign that she is feeling some pressure from her caucus within.
Fox's Doug McElway at the White House. In Kentucky, Governor Matt Bevin wins his Republican primary.
The ally of President Trump defeated three challengers.
A lot of things have piled up over the years here in Kentucky. A lot of bad policy for the better part of 100 years. And now we're just cleaning it up.
Andy Beshear won the Democratic primary. Beshear is currently the state attorney general and has sued Bevin's administration several times.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. This is Fox News.
Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Now there's the 2020 Candidate Swimsuit Issue featuring Bernie Sanders in a bikini.
I believe people are aroused.
Joe Biden showing off in a day-glow green mankini like Borat.
I mean, it's almost mind-boggling.
Pete Buttigieg traipsing around in a one-piece.
This was not exactly what I had in mind either.
And Donald Trump wearing nothing but a MAGA hat.
And the poll just came out.
It's the 2020 Candidate Swimsuit Issue.
I'm not proud of it.
Now available in your local drugstore next to the nausea and upset stomach meds.
This time of morning is when Bailey the Wonder Dog gets her chicken. Greg Budell, you prepare the chicken. How do you think it tastes?
It's finger-licking good!
Jay Scott, here's a piece of chicken Bailey didn't finish. Would you like the rest?
That's disgusting.
Emily Hayes, you look distracted. What's wrong?
I'm out of coffee.
Oh, no.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. What do you say to people who say you're spoiled? And Rich Thomas, what would you do if someone tried to take Bailey's chicken?
I'll slap somebody in the next week.
And I was just wondering, if Bailey could talk, what would she say at 5 minutes before the hour?
I can't wait. I'm gonna get some chicken. I'm gonna get some chicken.
That sounds about right. Now, stand by for three men and a lady.
I'm gonna get some chicken.
Have at it, Bailey the Wonder Dog. It is three men and a lady at 9 minutes after six. Beautiful start to the day, but it's gonna get hot. We'll bring in Jay. We'll bring in Emily Hayes. But first, with that very hot forecast, one of the only two.
Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Sunshine and hot today. The record high is 97. I think the record is safe. It goes back to 1962. Today's high around 94. That would be the hottest day of the year. Low tonight, 68. Tomorrow's high, 95. The record is 96. Thursday's high is 96. And that would tie the record. And let's see, Friday, 97. That would be a new record. Saturday's high, 98. That would be a new record. Sunday's high, 99. That would be a new record. Monday's high, 99 or 100. Well, listen, the all-time record high in Montgomery is 99 in 1962 on Monday's date. And we could break it with 100 degrees, perhaps. How about that? Still in the upper 90s on Tuesday, and dry weather till about the middle of next week. Right now, this morning, 62 degrees, clear skies, calm winds, 611.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Are you awake?
Wake up!
You don't have to yell.
Okay, you don't have to yell.
No, by the way, what day is today?
Ask me that again, only slower.
What day is today?
Hump day, am I right, buddy?
All day long.
Except tonight.
Obviously not.
Let's get going.
I made some coffee.
Okay, turn your radio up.
What is it?
Eve.
Showtime.
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
We live in a dog-friendly workplace here at News Talk. We've seen Sunday afternoons at Biscuits games, people and their dogs. And now comes the canine theater experience.
What?
Yes. This is something that's starting in Texas. Will it be here? We don't know. A gentleman there named Eric Langford has founded this thing, currently starting with comfortable seating for owners and canines, $15 tickets, which include bottomless wine.
What?
That's, I say, right? It's got to be a...
Someone perked up.
I'm awake.
The only thing better you could have said was... mimosa.
Probably comes out
of
a 55-gallon drum.
All right.
Youngsters under age 21 are given free soft drinks at the $15 price point. Regular tickets cost $5 for dogs, $9 for kids, $12.50 for adults. So what do you think?
Yay, booze.
It, you know, when you want to go to a movie and doggies have to be alone, they look at you. Where are you going, Daddy?
I like that idea. I like the home theater thing that we've got going on. Right, Bailey? We like that. We can just cuddle on the couch. I like that.
Bailey seems more focused on food at the moment.
I think she is.
Big pleading eyes.
I don't know why. It's all downstairs if there's any at all.
Does somebody smell like sausage?
Maybe.
It's all downstairs in the clean kitchen.
Side note, you see the coffee pot? We have some funny leak with the coffee pot.
There's nothing funny about a leak.
I know.
Yeah, the coffee pot's the
it's leaking in a weird spot.
Yeah, the water is leaking. Not the coffee pot, but water is leaking out of the coffee pot.
I took
pot.
A video. I'll send it to you. Or you can go downstairs and see the cup that I put
Do
there to catch
the water.
Do we have
a vendor that would fix that?
I have no idea.
Really? I've alerted the proper
Is it the basket?
Channels. No.
Did you put the lotion in the basket?
It's coming out of near the basket area.
It's coming out of the side of it. It's got to do something. It's something
Maybe
to
the
do
basket's
with the
cracked.
It's not that. It's the water feed. It's coming down the metal and dripping.
We have a defective coffee maker.
Oh, that's great.
Where's that sharp knife?
Yeah.
I mean, coffee is vital to
that's all
the
I
success
need.
Of this morning show.
I just need one more thing to push me over the top.
No.
try living without air conditioning.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
But that changes.
See how short your fuse gets.
That changes for you today, doesn't it?
It does. That's my most electrifying story of the morning.
AC!
It said I get AC today.
Which, hey, congratulations.
Yay!
Man.
Which, by the way, I'll be heading out right after we get a winner for the pop quiz at Random Facts, because they're going to be there at 8, and I've got to go back and meet them.
You're stuck with me on the phones.
It's a good day to talk to Amy on 272-9228.
Bridget might be around, too.
Depends on what personality comes out.
Would you feel even more electrified now that your house is going to be air-conditioned, that you could buy a full half-gallon of Bluebell ice cream for just $3.96?
What?
The same ice cream they want $7.99 for at the big chain stores? That's this week's specials. They're just out.
Would you like Bluebell or AC?
Well, no, I'm going to take the AC, but he acts like I haven't already been sitting in my bedroom in my underwear eating ice cream just to cool off.
Oh, you do that, too. I don't need to cool off. I just like, you know, sometimes I'll... Well, I make my own chocolate, so I'll build a sundae and enjoy.
Do you build a sundae just on Sunday, or do you do it any day?
Oh, I'm a 7-day-a-week Sunday. Okay. Yeah, right. That's the way it is. I've earned that at my advanced age. Coming up later, thanks for reminding me there, Log. Our Baumhauer's winning word. Now all I have to do is find the sheet with the list. I've got 40 minutes to do it.
You can do it!
You'll hear it just before we do our... What's our TV topic today?
Messy people as opposed to super clean people. Super clean people are more happy with their lives. They're more happy with their love lives. They're more happy with their job. They're more happy in general.
What a bunch of crap.
Super clean people. And messy people, boy, the numbers are not good. I fall closer to super clean, but not super, super clean than messy. I cannot stand to be in a messy environment. Then again...
Why is everybody looking at me?
Then again,
I'm looking around the room.
If my cleaning lady could talk right now...
Ah, see, that's the thing.
She would have something to say. She might say it in Spanish, but...
I gotta find myself a Spanish hotkey that I can hit for something. All I got is...
Adios, muchacho.
You don't sound like no lady. You got your local news at 6:17.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The city of Montgomery is seeing a tourism boost. City leaders say there is record growth in the city's hotel occupancy numbers. Room demand is up over 23,000 rooms sold from January to April. Much of this growth is credited to the Equal Justice Initiative. Lottery legislation has stalled in the House of Representatives after supporters did not have enough votes to get the bill up for debate. This would be a state lottery played with paper tickets. 75% of proceeds would go to the general fund and 25% would go to the education budget. And the Central Alabama Community Foundation awarded $123,000 to local groups. Some of these groups receiving money include the Montgomery Area Food Bank, the Family Sunshine Center, and Child Protect. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by Way Back Wednesday. Here's to remembering the words to every song from the 80s, but forgetting why you walked into the kitchen.
Us in the rainstorm in Africa. 6:19. If I seem a little anxious today, just a heads up, Hershey turned up lame yesterday. So,
hey, we gotta rush
him over to MBA at 7 o'clock.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And so I had a moment with the Lord this morning and said, can I have one freaking day without a crisis or some bullshit? Just one. One day where I don't have to worry about a freaking head of lettuce in the kitchen or some other calamity. I'm just really at the edge of my rope.
Oh, yeah. I've spent the last 2 months like that, so. Hang in there.
I'm fine.
Like, I hate to sound like a middle school therapist poster with a cat hanging on a...
Here's
the thing. It's like I can name 10 people right now who have far bigger things to deal with. This just happens to be mine. So the morning did not start off well. You don't know what to do, you know? At least we know this. Kate Armstrong is a phenomenal vet. He's worked with Hershey's legs before. So... we'll see how it all plays out. We got the cheap and trashy. I don't know. I thought she already had done this, but it appears that Cher has yet another fragrance.
Oh.
That stinks.
I knew we had... what is that? That's a Cher. That's it? Well, I guess that's left. But you're going to... you'll hear about it. We have the final TV ratings for 2018-19 out.
Okay.
And the week's ratings as well. Oh, that's coming up at 6:21. Yesterday, what a weird week. I asked Brent yesterday, I said, would it be safe to say that the market has been on kind of a bipolar run lately? And he says, that's a great way to describe it. It's up a little bit one day, down a little bit the next, up again.
I didn't see yesterday.
Up 200.
Oh, good.
And all the but the interesting part is finding out, you know, what factors into a down day, an up day. This is a guy that devotes virtually every waking minute and on very little sleep to staying ahead of the curve so that he can work and protect and grow people's money. That's what he does. He's a money manager. So if you've never had the chance to sit down with somebody like Brandt, in fact, he'd be the first to tell you, call somebody. I suggest you call him, 387-0094. Super incredible team at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. And always a phone call away when you have questions. You may want to invest. You may want to build something for retirement. Or just get that nest egg going that'll give you a little peace of mind. You know, because you never know what curveballs life is going to throw you. Again, that number is 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management at 6:22. We'll get our first look at the roads from Mr. Balaki, and then the timeline for the 22nd day of May, the longest month of the year. It already feels like we've been through 31.
Montgomery Skywatch on an early Wednesday morning, and traffic still looking pretty good. We're starting to see some cars build up on the boulevard. Just be careful around the intersections. The interstates are still up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems for you there. And if you're coming in on the 31s, you've got a clean ride all the way into town. You can change your life right now. Choose your path, and Trenum State Community College will show you how. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Memorial Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us. Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
Tire City!
Spring is in full swing now, and Cathouse Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cathouse Marine is the place to go. At Cathouse Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cathouse Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cathouse Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Every guy with a man bun is blowing clouds of nicotine. Don't look cool when you suck down vape from a USB. A modern day Marlboro man thinks he looks like James Dean. It tastes like peaches and cream. Smoke made of water, electronic high. Smoke made of water.
Let's get out the Deep Purple album.
Playing.
With the timeline for May 22nd at 6:28, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 142nd day of the year with 223 days remaining, my name is Rich. Today is Biomusical Instrument Day. I don't think so. I think I told you in Ohio they tapped in fourth grade, they tested our musical aptitude.
Yes.
Did it with a flutophone. And they told me I should look into something else.
I heard you were good with the zither.
Zither?
Do you remember the zither?
I don't remember the zither. No.
Anybody ever?
No, never. No.
The name is recognizable.
I've heard you say it before. I'll Google it.
It was a string thing, and you would slide, if you wanted to zither a song,
uh-huh,
pluck the right strings, you would slide a sheet under the strings. It was like a giant violin. Mm-hmm. And then you would pluck the strings where the note told you to pluck.
Oh, it kind of
And that was one
like
mother
it.
Plucker's
oh.
player.
Oh, man. Although, yeah, my mom and dad did get me a little, some keyboards, and I learned to play a few songs. This is Sherlock Holmes Day because Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was born on this date in 1859. Just a few things from the 1800s here. 1802, Martha Washington, the First Lady, dies. 1849, Abraham Lincoln receives a patent for the floating boat dock. 1891, the first public motion picture show. It was a bowler shown in Thomas Edison's lab to 147 people. It did better than Dumbo, by the way. 1892, the toothpaste tube is invented. Huh. 1908, airplane patented by the Wright brothers. 1933, the Loch Ness Monster, first reported sighted by John McKay. 61 years ago today, in 1958, Jerry Lee Lewis arrived in England to begin his first tour in the UK. After confirming to the press, yes, I did marry my 13-year-old first cousin, the tour was promptly canceled. On this date at 65, I Can't Help Myself, Four Tops, enters the top 40 charts. First number one song, one of my faves. 68, Young Girl, Get Out of My Life, Gary Puck and Union Gap number one. 48 years ago, 71, Sticky Fingers, the album by the Rolling Stones, hit number one. It contains great jams like Brown Sugar. Hey, what do you say we do a song from the Stones as our song of the day? Not only did this reach number one, but it is the first hit featuring a sitar, released this month back in 1966. Hey, students, this one has a couple of strong hooks, like this one right here. Rolling Stones, Paint It Black, hook. There was a CBS show about Vietnam called Tour of Duty that started with that song, by the way. They use that as a theme. 1976, Wings started run at number one with Silly Love Songs, Paul's retort to John's criticism of Paul writing silly love songs all the time. 39 years ago, in 1980, the original Pac-Man arcade game released in Japan. It hit the U.S. 5 months later. 37 years ago, police staking out a bridge over the Chattahoochee River near Atlanta heard a loud splash. They began chasing Wayne Williams as he attempts to drive off in a station wagon. The Atlanta child murders.
There's a podcast that called Atlanta Monster. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what it was about. Their second season's about the Zodiac. Yeah. Killer, but the first one was Atlanta Monster. I was like, what is this? So I started listening. This is the first time I'd ever heard about the Atlanta child murders.
It went on for so long, and there were kept being new bodies. And he was like a journalist, sort of a photographer.
He was a photographer guy. He had his own radio station. His dad bought him a radio station, but set him up with a radio station out in the backyard in a shack with a tower and everything.
So he was like covering the story, and he was...
Yeah, it was. It's amazing all the things. It's an 8-episode podcast, about an hour and a half each episode.
Wow!
And it goes into a whole lot of detail and the people as far as the case against him and everything else.
It was horrific. Now, this date in 93, Johnny Carson, Doc Severton, and Ed McMahon retired from Tonight Show after 30 years. Well, technically, it was Johnny who retired. Ed and Doc didn't have a choice. On this date in 96, first Mission Impossible movie released. 10 years ago, 2009, Night at the Museum and Battle of the Smithsonian was released. 7 years ago, 2011. Oh my gosh, the EF5 tornado hits Joplin, Missouri. Perhaps the worst ever. I mean, you could argue Xenia, Ohio in 74, but this one took a direct hit on a metropolitan area, killing 161 people. Deadliest U.S. tornado since government records began.
Took out almost half the town, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a picture I can show you here in just a minute. I just posted. Okay, birthdays. Apollo Ono is 37 today. Speed skater who won a bunch of gold medals in 2002 and 2006 in the Olympics. Naomi Campbell is 49 today. Morrissey is 60.
Yeah, I'm sure he's happy about it.
Bernie Taupin.
Gotta go cry.
Bernie Taupin is 69 today. Elton John's brilliant songwriting partner wrote every word we know by heart on every Elton John hit. Happy birthday, Ted Kaczynski, you Unabomber, you. He's 77 today.
Hard to shop for, you know.
You old Unabomber, you. Get over here. I haven't seen you in forever, you old Unabomber, you.
Go to the store and look for the section of cards for Unabombers.
2 days we are till Memorial Day weekend. 25 days till Father's Day. 43 days till the 4th of July. SEC football, 100 days away. Birthday season, 127. And Christmas, 217 days away. That's your timeline.
Hey there, host, Rich Thomas.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
roast. As in Rich's forecast coming up.
Yes, good.
Yeah. As we hit the halfway mark of the week, if you want to try something really great that's got that that kind of meal that Mom used to put in front of you, try the Pot Roast Bowl at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Slow cooked, tender pot roast piled on a bed of creamy garlic mashed potatoes with beef and mushroom gravy, green beans, must eat your beanie weenies, and crispy onion strings. Try that sometime, the Pot Roast Bowl at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Roast is the only word you need to jot down and remember for this afternoon. Sometime between 3 and 6, I'll ask you for it at 272-9228. And if you're the ninth caller, you'll be a winner. 637.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Not only is a heat wave looming, it's one that could rewrite the record book. And we have a chance of breaking the all-time record high ever recorded in the month of May. For today, sunshine, hot, high 94. That's not a record. Tomorrow's high of 95 will tease the record of 96. Thursday's high, 96, that's a record. Friday, 97, that would be a record. Saturday, 98, that would be a record. Sunday, 99, that would be a record. Monday, if we get to 99, we tie the record. If we get to 100 on Monday, we have the all-time record for the month of May. And the upper 90s continue on Tuesday. Isn't that lovely? Maybe some showers towards Wednesday night, the 29th. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds, temperature 62. The time is 6:38.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
All right, it's 6:38. Before we connect with the TV team, let's check traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your Wednesday morning traffic, and it looks pretty good this morning. The boulevard is moving along just fine, starting to see a lot of traffic build up, but there's no real problems for you. If you're on the interstates, they are moving at a speed limit ride this morning. Just be careful. Watch the traffic around you. And if you're on the 31s, we don't see any delays at all. Just be careful as you head into town. Prime leasing space is available at Premier Place Shopping Center, anchored by Walmart, Shoe Station, Big Lots, Burks, and Michaels on Cobbs Ford Road. For further information, contact David McClinton at 270-9177. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe this Memorial Day weekend.
It's showtime.
Okay, we're just getting about our time until we connect with our friends on Rising at the Alabama News Network. Watch live on CBS 8, ABC 32. clean freaks versus the pigs.
and those of you in between, I wish I was had more drive about cleaning, though. I mean, deep cleaning, because some of those things we talked about, like the
by the ceiling fan, ceiling fans, blades,
and the light things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Filters,
baseboards.
Mm-hmm. Mold.
Hey, I wish somebody would get to our refrigerator downstairs.
Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The next time you're cleaning your kitchen, take a second and appreciate how happy it's making you.
Yeah, a new study found clean freaks are twice as likely to be happy with their life in general as messy people. 62% of super clean people said they're happy, compared to just 30% of people who describe themselves as messy.
I need to figure out how they rank these people. Like, what's super clean? What's just a clean freak? I don't know. Let's bring in Freeman and Lady over at News Talk 93.1. I could talk about this one for hours, guys. Good morning.
I heard some sarcasm in Ryan's voice, though, about cleaning the kitchen, right?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Are you either one of those, super clean or messy, or are you just somewhere in between, or what do you think?
Ask my housekeeper.
Yeah.
Mrs. Ritterbottle. No. I'm sorry. I'm just, it's not that important to me. And I don't trust people with a perfectly clean desk.
Oh, really?
No, I don't. Nobody's
best friends then, Greg.
I want to see signs of activity, signs of life, and so it's just because I've got more important things to do.
Don't you feel uncomfortable when things are really messy? I can't have a messy kitchen.
No, I can't. I can't do that. Like, I like to clean up as I go, so at the end I don't have so much to do.
Yeah, we'll stay at my house this week. It's a hot mess.
But like. You
and
know.
It's stressing me out because, oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say that I don't know. I was asking how do you categorize as super clean or just a clean freak or that kind of thing, because I feel like I genuinely like things clean.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just let the whole house go for weeks at a time.
No, I can't do that.
It go. Like,
and
I can't.
I'm not proud about it.
I don't like things piling up. I don't like things to be cluttered. Like you, Greg, said that about you don't trust somebody with a clean desk.
Right.
I straighten up and organize my desk before I leave work. So when I get there the next morning, I can pick up.
Yeah.
I have a stack to the left of the desk of things that I need to do the next day. Like, I prepare for the next day before I leave.
And we've talked about this
before. What
about
when you're having company over and you shove everything in the closet and just like close it and put it in front of it so the door?
I've done that, Andrew. That's
called avalanche cleaning.
What category is that?
Avalanche cleaning. That's where you put it into a big mountain and hope that it doesn't slide down.
You didn't get enough of a heads up to get the house clean, so you've got to do something on the fly.
It's super smart.
Some people have to-do lists. I have.
Good thing about living 6 hours away from your family is that you have a 6-hour heads up when your mom is coming to inspect things in your apartment.
Right.
How about you, Jay?
Well, to avoid that, I just don't have people come over. And
I've known him.
That's also a way to solve the problem.
I've known him since the day I moved to Montgomery, and I have never seen Jay's house.
15 years? 15 years?
Yeah.
14 years.
Never been there. Yeah,
oh my goodness.
Exactly. The other thing is that I don't
You need to make a surprise visit.
No, he doesn't.
I don't. And it's not, it's not because he doesn't like me or anything like that. This is Jay, and I respect.
Sure.
What's the other thing, Jay?
The other thing is I like the space that I'm in to be not cluttered around me.
Yeah.
So if I am going to be there for a minute, I'm going to straighten it up.
Yeah.
However, like if I walk into the kitchen and it's all cluttered and stuff.
Yeah.
I just find another room that I don't have to be in.
Look at how trustworthy my workstation is over here.
I'll get to that later,
I know what everything is here. I know exactly what I need. I'm like the ice cream man. Did the ice cream man ever impress you when the truck pulled up and you'd ask him for something? He'd look at you and stick his hand in and find exactly what you asked for without having to look. That's how I operate. I learned from the ice cream
man. You're the ice cream man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're cool.
time for business, I do get a lot cleaner. Like, you can ask Jalea on the news desk. My papers have to be perfectly symmetrical.
You know what?
My pen has to be in the exact same spot. But if you go out and look at my desk in the newsroom,
right,
or my room, or my desk at home, or my fridge.
His work, newsroom desk. Every day I'm like, Andrew, can I clean your desk for you?
Oh, man.
In comparison, because I always have scripts everywhere. Matter of fact, they brought the trash can over to my side of the desk.
Yeah. Sometimes I want a line of tape down the middle of the desk.
But my desk is the opposite. I'm like you, Emily. I clean my desk every day before I leave for work. So when I come in, I have some type of organization.
Right. Yeah.
And I like to do the same thing before I leave for work with my apartment. I try to at least make the bed and like...
It
makes you feel better. Makes you feel better.
Exactly. Yeah. If you make the bed after you get up, you've already accomplished one thing for the day. So...
All right. It's because when you come when you come back, things just seem so much more peaceful. Like I get up and I'll come out to my living room and I'm like, oh no, and I'll have to clean up before I come into work, because I know when I come back, it's going to make me a lot happier.
All right, guys. But we are unfortunately out of time with this great discussion. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a great one.
Have a good one.
You too, guys. It is 7 o'clock is 15 minutes away, just in case you were wondering.
The producer said rap a week ago.
I wasn't saying nothing.
Yeah, we said nothing.
You'll have to have a little chat with them.
He said rap while Jalea was still talking.
And she
was
gonna going
to get hers in. God love her.
Poor John is going to have to cut a bunch of stuff now. Yeah, let's cut this murder story, cut this fire story.
We'll keep it positive.
It is 6:46. Everybody that calls the show...
Oh, 12 people this week.
16.
Look, we're in the summer mode now.
I know.
School's out.
Doldrums.
It's a whole different... I hate it.
Today is the final day for Montgomery County Schools, I believe?
May, June, June, July, July. So we got 3 months of summer routine to get used to. And everything changes. But one thing about the summer that doesn't change is your car's needs, especially with the weather getting hot. Mm-hmm. Even if you've... had the oil changed recently with the hot weather, and it's going to be continuously hot, you may want to get it into Don Duncan before you hit the road on a trip, just to make sure everything is cool. They check all the fluid levels. They do a tire rotation and a rolling inspection on each tire, and it's amazing to watch that, because they always find things embedded in the rubber that they pluck out and plug, so that you don't have a time bomb in your car, because one of the things that happens with the hot weather, heat expands the tire. If you drive to a cooler area, it can contract right on top of that sharp object in the tire. Then you're on the side of the road with all your stuff and you're changing tires. Try to avoid that. Don Duncan certainly can help you. And if you need new tires, they sell all the major name brands at a real wholesale price. He gets them straight from the manufacturers. 3 locations to serve you on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Customer service. Higher than you'd ever expect from any business. Downtown at 408 Madison, so if you need a ride back to your office or home, just ask. And in twice a day, Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. Cheap and Trashy is next.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Listen to this if you are retired. Now imagine you're at the beach, sun shining down, and the ocean is tickling your toes. And you smile because this is your third summer vacation. How? Because all your retirement questions were answered at the Life and Legacy series. You attended and took action and completed a financial life plan that protects your assets from creditors and predators and the government. You used your IRA as an estate planning tool that will last your family for generations. If this isn't you, well, summer is right around the corner. Join the financial life planning experts on May 28th at the Capital City Club for a free, fun, information-packed workshop focusing on your retirement questions. Space is limited. Call 649-4911 to register. Food will be served. Call 649-4911 to register. Don't miss out. Call 649-4911. On May 28th at the Capital City Club. Again, that's 649-4911 to register.
Would you like to get behind the wheel of some serious horsepower? Then kick off your summer at Wind Creek Wetumpka by playing Mustangs in May, because we're giving away not one, but two 2019 Ford Mustangs. You can start earning chances to win now. Then on Saturday, May 4th, and again on Saturday, May 25th, you could be the lucky player who drives home in a prize pony. So come in and play Mustangs in May, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Jokerty with your host, Smart Alex Trebek.
Contestants, the Jokerty categories are Yo Mama, Lawyers, Cross the Road, and finally, Potpourri. Buddy, you won the draw.
I'll take Cross the Road for 100, Alex.
Answer to visit the family. Paula.
What is, why did the chicken cross the road to go to Popeyes?
Yes, well done. Choose.
I'll take Yo Mama for 200, Alex.
The answer in Yo Mama, it took her an hour to make minute rice. Artie.
What is Yo Mama so fat?
Incorrect. Buddy.
What is Yo Mama so ugly?
No, anyone. The correct response, Yo Mama so dumb. It took her an hour to make minute rice. Paula, you control the board.
Lawyers for 500, Alex.
Answer, the caterer. Artie.
What do you call the only nice person at the Bar Association dinner?
Correct. When we come back, final Jokerty, and the category will be God and Moses playing golf. Stay with us.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy. All right, what was the number one TV show for the entire season? Actually, Sunday Night Football was. With 19 million viewers on average, that is down from the previous 2 years. Big Bang Theory was the number one scripted show, averaging 17.31. And NCIS finished third, Thursday Night Football, Young Sheldon, This Is Us, Blue Bloods, Manifest, Bull made the top 16 at number 16.
Oh, yeah.
Moving up the charts. American Idol on the weekly ratings, this is where it gets a little bit misleading. The weekly ratings, American Idol finished fourth, but was 7.8 million viewers.
I don't get it.
That was the finale.
Yeah, but
what is the weekly, what's the difference?
Well, the first numbers were the shows for the aggregate for the whole TV season, which ended on Wednesday.
Oh, this is the week.
This past week, Big Bang had 18.5 million viewers. Young Sheldon got 13.6. NCIS got 11. American Idol's season finale, 8.7 million viewers. That's about 25% of what the season finale used to get. And that was a real event because it was down to two people and everybody knew their names and everybody had a rooting interest. And now, I don't know, but it's coming back next year. So we hear. Seinfeld's Jason Alexander says, I know people can be disappointed in season finales. He said, dear Game of Thrones company, I know a little something about finales and disappointed fans. My advice, live in joy that you are part of something that moves people, so you are magnificent. Speaking of Game of Thrones, George R.R. Anybody know what the R.R.?
We're going to look it up and tell you.
R.R.
It's probably like Reginald Reinhold or something. George R.R. Martin.
The books on which the TV show are based, he's still finishing them.
Raymond Richard.
George Raymond Richard Martin.
Yeah. Right.
He says when the books are done, the outcomes are going to be very different from the...
Oh, from the TV show?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you put those letters together, his initials spell Grimm.
Well, and by the way, Raymond Richard, had you gotten the books done in time...
Yeah.
TV couldn't have got it wrong.
That was part of the problem. All right, tonight's the night that Norman Lear's All in the Family and the Jeffersons airs at 7 o'clock our time on ABC, a live performance of one episode from each of the shows. And I just can't wait. The best part about this is I can't wait to see Jimmy Kimmel at the end of it to see what he has to say.
I saw a lot of comments about people saying, well, they're gonna PC it up. And they're not changing a single word of the script.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You know what? They may not be changing a single word of the script, but I would dare them. I could think of a half a dozen episodes of All in the Family they would never do today. Never. So they stayed safe. They may not be PC, but they...
I don't know what episodes. They have an idea, but I don't know which episode.
I will say I'm still kind of confused on how this whole thing came about. Like, who was sitting around and said, you know what we should do? We should bring this back for a live stage show. Just one episode.
Kimmel had the idea.
Just one, though?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the thing was, he kept seeing all these live musicals being done.
Yeah.
And he started thinking back on TV and how it used to be appointment television to watch these live television things.
Very much so.
And so he started thinking about, you know, sitcoms, basically. And the idea came about because a lot of people said you could never do those shows again today. And he said, well, let's...
So is it a trial run to see, like, I mean, what's the bigger...
If this is a rating success, it could be a thing.
It might be an annual thing where every year they do an episode of some classic television series.
Maude!
I like it that that Lear is still alive to see it.
Is it 97 or 98
he's
now?
He's 97, yeah.
Yikes.
I mean, this is going to be interesting.
Well, it's been 40 years. 40 years since All in the Family had its final episode. There's a show that did not have a finale, by the way.
Did it not?
No. What happened was...
Did they not know it was going to get canned?
What happened was they went to Archie Bunker's place.
Yeah.
And the opening episode of that indicates that Edith passed away. So they did not... But they didn't have
a... So they wrapped up the season by opening the first episode of the spinoff, basically?
No, they just ran a final episode. The show had really gotten lame at the end. You know, they brought in characters. After Mike and Gloria left, after five seasons, I think it was, or season six, the show changed and it wasn't nearly the same. And even Archie got nice. Everybody changed.
Oh, I know. I didn't like that Archie.
No. Who do you want to smell like, Justin Bieber or Cher? Justin Bieber is releasing a plant-based deodorant, and Cher...
Alcohol-based, I don't know.
Is releasing a new genderless fragrance called Eau de Zero. Eau de Couture by Cher.
A genderless odor.
Y'all.
Gasoline's a gender. Everybody loves the smell of gasoline. Why not put some of that on? One of the players on the Buffalo Bills, their new running back, Cinerese Perry, wants to wear O.J. Simpson's old number 32.
Okay.
He said, I thought it was retired, but then I was told it was available. That'll, hey, you know, in a way, if you wanted some media attention, he's certainly going
to
get it.
Well, there's that. And if he can do well enough to sort of erase
can
any stigma
ever,
with that, I don't know.
Can
I don't
you
know.
Ever do that? Because, I mean,
I don't know.
You know.
And in case you're having trouble finding something to wear today, know this, that Celine Dion has 10,000 pairs of shoes.
Bless her.
In her closet.
Canada's national treasure.
That's a pretty impressive
she has a great collection of hats as well.
If you are starting to think about Father's Day, which, let's see, Mother, but it's about a little more than 3 weeks to go. Well,
25 days, Rich, I think, said in the timeline.
Till Father's Day, we are 25 days.
And Dad's a football fan. Check out some of the selections they have available at Brian Jewelry in Prattville. This is a place where you can go and get creative because they're professional jewelers. They have an extensive selection, very competitively priced, and they can help you with financing as low as 0% in some instances. But if you want something special done, whether it's engraving on an existing piece or you want something